I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
What was just released, in my view, undermined the testimony of people like John Brennan. But what Ratcliffe is talking about is exposing it all to show the public exactly what happened. This is the real Russian conspiracy. There wasn't a Russian collusion conspiracy, but there was a Russian conspiracy. It's when John Brennan went into Obama in 2016 and said, "We just heard Hillary Clinton is going to come up with a Russian collusion claim to hit Trump in the election." And then months later, it was Brennan, according to these documents, who overruled his own staff to get this infamous dossier included in the intelligence.
And it was, in fact, exactly as he described it. That's Jonathan Turley, George Washington law professor, also an analyst for Fox News. This Russian collusion story, this is going to, I think if there's anything that will outlive termites, this might be it. And the cockroach. I mean, they will be looking at this decades from now. What was all this Russian collusion stuff? Some will say, well, it's just a joke. Others would say it was a definite attempt to destroy a duly elected president. Others will say it was an effort to regain our country from a president who was going to destroy it. I don't see him destroying it, do you? But every time you turn around, there's something else coming out. They can never get it all out at one time. Quite honestly, I don't know that we could handle it all at one time. It's back to the question. The question. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You just have to hope that it doesn't get any bigger while you're eating it. And in this case, the Russian conspiracy that they put together and claimed and stacked all around Trump and anyone associated with him. And I cannot help but remind you, this is the thing that disturbs me to no end, really. If Hillary had won, perish the thought. Just, I have to admit, every time that even crosses my mind, I don't know what I do. Do I commit Harry Carey? Do I just accept that thank God it didn't happen? What do I do? All I know is it didn't happen. But if it had, we would not know any of this. Not a single thing you know now, you would know. And then what if Biden had won a second time? More of it would have been covered up. When Trump first came into office, and I remind you of this because they don't want you to remember this. The night that he won the election, the first election, he came out and said, "Been a tough battle. I've had a call from Mrs. Clinton and we're going to find a way to bring our nation back together. It's time to put all this aside and let's rebuild our nation." Didn't throw any barbs at her. Didn't say what an idiot she was or anything else he could have said. Very conciliatory and accepting congratulations in a gracious way. Although I'm willing to bet the way she told him, "Here's your presidency and I'll tell you where to put it." That's the way I see it coming. All I know is that she did not go out and address her own crowd. No, she sent one of her little minions out to go tell them But Hillary, they're up to there crying. They're crying their eyes out. They don't know what to do. They're totally lost. They need you to come forward and bring some new life. I ain't going. You go out there and tell them we'll know more tomorrow, which means I got to come up with another story, and I got time to do it because I'm not going to go out there and face them. But I take such joy, I truly do, of all the major legacy networks that predicted there is no way in hell Hillary will be elected. First of all, you got the big blue wall. She's never going to lose that. Trump will never break through that wall. And then as it all began to fall apart, they realized this is not going to go good. This is not going to be what we wanted. It's not going to work for us. Hillary's not going to be president. And what's more, we need to worry about what we have done that we still need to cover up. Thanks for joining us. Hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And I remind you that when we're on the air, you can watch the program. I encourage you to do it. And when you do, you can push a button and send it on to others so they can watch it. Hi. Hi, here I am. Yeah. Just me. You think I'm looking a little older? Well, how old is your damn TV? Maybe it's not you, me, it's your TV. But aside from that, you can watch the program while it's on the air. How do you do that? You go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, or Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook. And reminding you, if you miss any of it, be it audio or video, it's available later as a podcast once each hour is completed at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And let me remind you again, if you have a phone, you've got us in your pocket. You've got a radio right there with you. All you have to do is download the free News Talk STL app. It will cost you nothing. I will promise you that. You download it, and if you get a bill because you bought or you think you were being paid or were going to be charged for it, you send it to me. I'll take care of it because it's a lie. You get it for free. We want everyone to have a chance to have it and make use of it. Well, Larry Connors, USA, every day. You're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. In fact, later in this hour, Dr. Randy Tobler, OBGYN, is going to join us on the latest hormone therapy treatment for women. And gentlemen, this involves you as well. You need to make sure you understand how this would affect the women in your life. And I don't mean just your spouse. I'm talking about your sister, your children, your grandmother, and future as well. In the meantime, back to the Russian collusion story that you're hearing Jonathan Turley said everything they were doing, they just kept trying to make it bigger and bigger. They kept trying to hide it. And here comes Director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard.
You mentioned, Director, that there's, I guess, deep state actors who are still trying to prevent the truth from coming out. What do you mean by that?
There are still people, won't surprise you, within the intelligence community who don't want this information to see the light of day. Some of them may be implicated in the crafting of it. Others are concerned about people being embarrassed. Others are concerned about accountability and what else we will discover as we continue down this path towards the truth and bring about accountability for the American people. That's really what this is all about and why it does such a disservice. I was standing there in the White House press briefing room and hearing some of these crazy questions being asked by members of the media who are trying to distract and deflect away from the historic expose that we have brought forward that once again puts into question the American people's ability to trust the integrity of our democratic republic.
And Gabbard nailed it. There are those out there still trying to make it look like it was all fiction. More documentation is coming. They're trying to rewrite history, and they cannot get ahead fast enough. They can't do it. We'll take the term fascist. Before we wrap up this hour, we're going to look at the term fascist as it was presented originally in Webster's Dictionary. John Beale, again, a sponsor, he and I had a conversation about that this morning, and we're looking at exactly how the word fascist has changed. And why did it change? Not because the meaning changed, but because the people interpreting it and telling you what it means have changed. This is as simple as 2 plus 2 now equals 5. No, it doesn't. It equals 4. No, it equals 5. Just stick with me. I know what I'm talking about. If you listen to me for math advice, you need another instructor. But in addition to Tulsi Gabbard stepping forward and saying, look, we've dealt with this on a constant basis. We know more needs to be dealt with. A former DNI director, Rick Grinnell, warned Tulsi Gabbard.
This last 10 years and this investigation ongoing on whether or not it is a conspiracy, beginning with Russia collusion, where one political campaign, Hillary Clinton, came up with a lie about her political enemy and it goes viral across the world, to the Hunter Biden laptop, to impeachments and then 90 plus indictments against President Trump, the Mar-a-Lago raid. What do you want to say about what we have just experienced for 10 years of attacks against this president?
Well, it's clear to me that the bureaucracy led by the Democrats and the press are going to attack President Trump every time he tries to reform mm-hmm. Washington. They don't want to reform. They like the system the way it is. And so when you look at the very beginning, when President Trump arrived in 2017, really beginning in 2016 with the election, the intelligence community and others had so many bad apples that they went after President Trump and created the Russian collusion hoax and all of these other things. This video that these Democrat elected officials are doing now is a call to arms to try to get the last remaining few people within the intelligence community, within the bureaucracy, to stand up and fight. I think it is an outrageous video. We should call it out constantly. What they're trying to do is mount an insurrection from within. And President Trump is right to be extremely angry. And I hope that John Ratcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard understand that they've got to dig deep now to figure out how do we stop any of these leaks that are clearly going to be coming.
Yeah, and this current campaign involves members of Congress, former U.S. military members who say, you don't always have to obey the commander-in-chief. You don't have to do that. You try that in the field and you see what happens. In the meantime, we continue to watch what is going to happen with Ukraine and Russia. Missouri Senator Schmidt is convinced that President Trump is still right on top of this situation.
I think President Trump approaches this as a realist, right? You take the world as it is, not how you want it to be, not how you wish it would be, but actually how it is. And the truth of the matter is, and a lot of people won't say it, is the Ukrainians have been losing for a long time. They've lost 20% of their territory. They have a manpower problem. They have a munitions problem. I think what President Trump is trying to accomplish is maintain Ukrainian sovereignty, make sure there's a pathway to rebuild the country, and also lessen the likelihood that this will ever happen again. And I have to say that the Washington consensus has been so wrong about this for so long, and they've been wrong about a lot of things over the last 30 years. President Trump is coming in and saying, we want to actually end the killing. Because the people that are critical of this right now, they don't really have another plan. And they live in this fantasy world that another round of sanctions or another round of weapons or another round of cash is going to solve the problem, and mm-hmm. it won't. And so I think you recognize the realities, and you try to bring the parties together to end the war and make sure this doesn't happen again.
Missouri Senator Schmidt, and I'm telling you, he is speaking word for word what we need to hear. Do you remember the Manhattan Project? Of course you do. Many of you would. That was a code name for developing the first atomic weapon. Well, Energy Secretary Wright said, we now have a Genesis mission executive order. He said it is very reminiscent of what happened with the Manhattan Project. This is all going to involve artificial intelligence, some 40,000 scientists.
With this pen today, President Trump signed an historic mission. This is reminiscent of the Manhattan Project that brought World War II to an early and successful end, similar to the Apollo projects that put a man on the moon in 1969. This is an all-in national effort to take the power of AI and pair it with the 40,000 outstanding scientists and engineers at our national labs to use the world's largest supercomputers to advance innovation and science, to fix our rising energy costs, to give better economic opportunities for our citizens, to make longer and healthier lives possible. Today was not incremental. It was transformative.
Transformative. Now, he mentioned the economy in the process. What could it do for the economy, and where do we stand right now?
This is the September jobs report. Non-farm payrolls are up a robust 119,000. 119,000 would be the best since April, when we were up 158,000. If we look at labor force participation rate, it ticked up. That's a good thing. 62.4 equals where we were in May. You have to go to April of this year when it was 62.6 to find a higher number. If we look at the hours worked, and this is always important, it remains at 34.2. To find a lower number, you're going to January when it was 34.1.
Yeah. Initial job. See, things are all sounding good. Oh, you're going to be traveling by car this year? You're going to put gas in your car. According to car rental prices, they're going to be down 15%. You cannot thank Joe Biden for that, can you? By the way, there's a new survey that says only 8% say the Democrats won the government shutdown battle. Well, I think I could identify all 8 of that percent. Idiots. Later in this hour, how Muslims are chasing Christians from worship. But first, Dr. Randy Tobler. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
Larry Connors, USA.
I want to tell you more about Wellington Environmental's dustless blasting services. Wellington can blast paint, grease, graffiti, even stripes off parking lots. Truly amazing and powerful. But can Wellington blast something more sensitive? Yes, Wellington can use dry ice to blast soot and odors off smoke-damaged surfaces right after a fire. Currently, Wellington uses dry ice to clean mold off wood inside a home. Why? Well, dry ice immediately disappears, turns into a vapor. That means no mess to clean up, no damaged surfaces. You need to check with Wellington, always researching and practicing with new, better, faster, safer equipment and products for you. And it's very easy to schedule an estimator for your next project. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. 4930. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving, 314-241-0600, 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate, McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
And it's Bear, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junk.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I don't think that was very nice that you used that music to introduce Dr. Randy Tobler. Dr. Tobler, glad to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're right there, right on, wishing blessings for everyone on this Thanksgiving coming up. Our subject I wanted to bring you in on that's kind of came up the other day, and we had not had time to get together on it. And I stress to the audience, this is not just a women's issue. Many are going to think it is, but we know the repercussions that go around. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announcing they're going to restore a gold standard science to women's health. That's good. They're basically going to, after two decades of fear and misinformation regarding hormone replacement therapy, HRT, they're going to initiate the removal of a broad black box warning for women dealing with menopause. What exactly does that mean?
Well, the black box warning, after about a year after that landmark blockbuster and now much more trial, appropriately, called the Women's Health back in 2001. And they used a formula that I think it may still be available to anyone that's really using it much, but it's a common, some estrogen that are derived from horses, pregnant urine, called Premarin, along with one group of women that got an all-in-one pill, which was a synthetic. So the thought was, based on some observations, that maybe giving could protect them from heart disease, because in some observational studies, it appeared as though the nurses' study had been going on since having less heart attacks and stuff. So they thought, well, good idea. That study was terminated, increased risk in breast increased risk of breast cancer and heart attacks. And they thought, well, wait a minute, we better back off on this. Well, that black box warning that says that hormone therapy, any estrogen therapy, and it's been applied any estrogen therapy ever since 2002, is associated with significant increased risk of cancer.
Doctor, we're having some interruptions that occur. We're going to call you right back because you made one remark that I know had a lot of people say, What are you talking about, horses and women? We need to get that clarified when you come back. We've got you reestablished. Okay. You mentioned something about some kind of therapy that involved horses and women. Exactly where were you going with that?
No, actually, there's an old one of the original estrogen that women took for by the millions and millions, Larry, and back in the 50s and 60s, and even into when I was training in the 80s and beyond. It's called Premarin, and that's really that's derived from pregnant mare's urine, and that's okay. I mean, look, it worked.
Yeah.
It works well, but being an oral estrogen and being back in the study that really led to this black box warning we're talking about, they combined an estrogen that's now really not, if at all, it's rarely used, an oral estrogen that's not identical to what circulates in the human female. And a synthetic progesterone, which, again, that's not what circulates. Currently, we use, as often as we can, hormones that go through the skin, or some vaginal use as well to help with vaginal health, and natural progesterone. That's really the predominant way we give it.
So for men to understand when you know they say, oh, you're, and for women say, I'm having a hot flash. What exactly is going on for those women at that point and the men around them?
Yeah, well, there's you have women have areas in their brain that are actually thermoregulatory centers. So they basically keep the tone in your blood vessels. I mean, the reason we sweat, Larry, is because when we need to release the heat that's been built up in our body, whether it's because we're working out or it's just getting awfully hot outside, so that we don't overheat, we have centers that help dilate, that open our blood vessels at the skin surface, and that leads to what amounts to a sweat and a hot flash, right? So those things become dysregulated and they become really unleashed when women lose their estrogen around menopause. And that's why they have these surges of hot flashes and night sweats. And it can be so disruptive. I mean, I've known professional women that are in the middle of a meeting and they start sweating and it really affects their professional performance. Women don't do well if they don't sleep well at night. That's thought to be related to the night sweats and interrupted sleep, which then can affect cognitive function and the way they think and their mood. It's just a devastating problem for women. And for so long, as Dr. McCary said, the head of the FDA, women have really been punished by the medical establishment by really being told, hey, you really, if you take these things, only take them for a little bit, and oh, it might cause this and might cause that. It caused a lot of anxiety. Many women just chose to suffer, Larry, and it was really a terrible, terrible slight on
them. And it is not just for the woman. I mean, it's their spouse, their kids. Everybody ends up suffering to some extent, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think any man wants to see his significant other going through these terrible travails at a time of life. Often, should we mention too, that a woman in her mid to late 40s and into her early 50s is often dealing with elderly parents that are suffering with problems that need to be dealt with. And maybe children that are in that very difficult, you know, adolescent to late adolescent age. And we know what that means. It's difficult. So all these stressors, plus these changes that occur with the diminishing estrogen levels, it's just become, it's for many women, it's just life altering and it's transformational.
So by taking the black box warning off, it just suddenly says, it shouldn't have come off a long time ago, and it's just been held back until now?
Yeah, even a fair appraisal of that study that was the wrong study done on the wrong drug, it was given to women way after their menopause was finished. We found that if it turns out that women that are given reasonable and proper doses in the proper way of natural hormones turns out probably have protection against heart disease. And if they don't have to take progesterone along with their estrogen because they've had a hysterectomy, they may actually, the studies were indicating they may have certainly no increased risk of breast cancer and potentially a slightly lower one.
Wow.
And probably protection of cognitive function as well. And by the way, it helps prevent against hip fractures and it helps prevent against colorectal cancer. So on balance, for many women, they should talk to their doctor and have a reappraisal of whether or not estrogen may be the right thing for them.
And how can this be applied, reference men, regarding heart disease, Alzheimer's, or can it?
Well, I think it's fair to say that there's some fairly compelling evidence that men who have low testosterone and are symptomatic may actually have, you know, and they're having problems with either ED or they're irritable or moody or,
You're not talking about me, are you?
I was going to say present company excluded.
Okay.
It turns out that actually in some studies, there's suggestions that low T, and I mean really low T, I don't mean T that just isn't low because you want to be like the Hulk, but it's actually normal.
Right.
Actually may be associated with higher incidence of heart disease. So look, the good Lord put these hormonal receptors into our respective bodies for good reason, right? And to not at least have a healthy conversation with our patients and patients with their doctors about whether it's the right thing to respect those hormonal receptors and give them a little bit of some juice, you know, that's a discussion that should be had. Look, it's not for everyone. there are potential risks with any kind of therapy that's administered. But I think if it's done in a reasonable way, in a replacement kind of a way, I'm seeing a lot of guys, Larry, that are getting really hyper testosterone, and there's a lot of concern about that. Yeah, it may make you feel like the Hulk, but it may have a lot of hazards along with it, including.
I will share a personal story. I'm on some. I give my own injections, and I hadn't had them for the last 2 or 3 months, and I was complaining about it, and I went to see my doctor, and they said, well, the doctor said, well, your last time you were something like 1,400. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? He said, well, Larry, for a man your age, I said, a man my age, where is your bedside manner? You mean a man of my maturity? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's right.
And he said,
a man of your great wisdom.
Yeah. That it should be a man of what, about 600, 800 maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think between 500 and 800 is probably a good number, but I mean, a lot of guys are doing just great at 300 or 400. And if they're feeling well and performing well and life's good, there's no need for them to really consider replacement. There's no evidence that replacing it at the higher levels makes it any better as far as longevity or disease risk reduction.
All right.
But certainly in replacement levels, I think shooting for that 5 to 8 is sort of like where a lot of docs are going to shoot for.
Dr. Randy Tobler, you can hear the Truth Warrior, Woke Destroyer, every Saturday morning right here on News Talk STL from 6 to 9 in the morning. And since you took a shot at me, doctor, and you did, you initiated this, literally.
But well, I think I need you took one at yourself, and I didn't
know. I'm gonna correct you on something. You keep talking about women having sweating and everything. Listen, in the South, women do not sweat. They perspire.
That's true. There are little lotus blossoms with dew that occurs from time to time.
Dr. Tobler, as always, what a great conversation. I appreciate it. And I think it's going to be a lot of good information. One final question, yes or no, would this have happened if we did not have RFK Jr. in place?
I don't think it would have happened without RFK and Jr. and his team there. Nope, wouldn't have happened.
All right. Dr. Randy Tobler, again, sir, to you and your family, a most blessed Thanksgiving, sir.
Same to you.
You bet.
Take it easy.
Dr. Randy Tobler, Truth Warrior, Woke Destroyer, right here every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Coming up, Eric Swalwell. Now, he knows a thing or two about teas and bang-bang and things of that nature.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, shawrealtors.com. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Ah! I just checked the events planned at Lit Cigar Lounge, so I'm planning a lot of time there. Top-of-the-line cigars, premium whiskey. Check out litstl.com and join me. Hey, and if we get hungry, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, just a few doors down. We can order from the menu, be at our table within minutes. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley and Lit Cigar Lounge, litstl.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I think every Californian
vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah, if we can do our taxes, do our, you know, our make our healthcare appointments, you know, make essentially your banking online, you should be able to vote by phone.
Oh, what an idiot! What an idiot! You can also book a date with Bang Bang on your phone too. You want to do that? That is Congressman Swalwell. His latest idea, what we need to do is clean up our elections, let everyone vote by phone. Let's give everybody the Obama free phone so everybody can have a vote. Oh, there's no proof that you have a right to vote. You have a phone, you can vote. No, that's not the way it is. All right. Let me calm down. Let me calm down and get in the spirit a little bit, and let's hear him one more time as Congressman Swalwell once again suggests how he thinks we should be voting going forward, and he's suggesting let's everybody use your telephone, and by that, once again, Congressman Swalwell, let's hear it one more time.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I think every Californian
vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah, if we can do our taxes, do our, you know, our make our healthcare appointments, you know, make essentially your banking online, you should be able to vote by phone.
These guys are so whacked out. From now on, let's don't even bother the phone. Let's just mentally transmit who you want to vote for. How's that? What we have here is a failure to communicate again. Good Lord, we had no idea how often that line could be used again and again. By the way, Mondami, New York mayor, Mommy, sat down with Donald Trump, and Trump at one point said, you want to call me a fascist? Now's a good time to do it. Go ahead. You can call me a fascist. So an interviewer followed up with that question with Mommy Mondani, and here's how it went.
In that press conference with President Trump, a reporter asked you whether you believe that President Trump is, in fact, a fascist, a word that you've used in the past. You were about to answer. Then President Trump sort of jumped in and he said, quote, "That's OK. You can just say yes. It's easier than explaining it." So, Mr. Mayor-elect, just to be very clear, do you think that President Trump is a fascist?
And after President Trump said that, I said yes. And
so you do.
And that's something that I've said in the past. I say it today. And I think what I appreciated about the conversation that I had with the president was that we were not shy about the places of disagreement about the politics that has brought us to this moment. And we also wanted to focus on what it could look like to deliver on a shared analysis of an affordability crisis for New Yorkers.
He feels that he was on the same stage with Trump. And to that extent, he was. He doesn't get the joke. Hey, you want to call me a fascist? Go ahead. Floor's yours. Go ahead. I had a call this morning, and I mentioned John a couple times today, and it not because just because John Beal is an excellent roofer and a long-term sponsor, long-term, dozen-plus years for this program. Must be successful. He said, "Larry, do you have a Webster's Dictionary, an original edition?" I said, well, John, I think I have one buried somewhere. I remember a blue book, and it's buried somewhere. I think I got it back in maybe 1966 or 68. He said, well, good. Take it out. Find it. Well, I don't know where it is, John. He said, well, I'm going to send you some pictures. So here's what John sent me. You're going to get a kick out of this. We're dealing with the word fascism. He sent me the copy, the front of it, Webster's new 20th century dictionary, unabridged. 20th century. Do I need to tell you what century we're in now and how many years that must have been? Well, it gets into the word inside the book reference fascism. Now, I'm going to be breaking it down in different parts here. I'm not trying to give you a slanted view. I'm just trying to give you as much as I can in the time I have here. Fascism, a political group, an organization. The doctrines, methods are movement of the fascists. Sometimes a system of government characterized by rigid one-party dictatorship, forcible suppression of the other, the unions, especially leftists. Get that? All right. Let's move forward. Let's go to a more recent. All right. Come on. I'm trying to get it to come on up. Here it is. This is according to AI Overview, because now they're rewriting. I told you they're constantly rewriting history as if we won't know. And if you don't learn history, you will not know. Artificial intelligence overview. A fascist is someone who supports fascism, comma, a far right authoritarian, an ultra-nationalist political ideology. There is nothing in the previous definition in the Webster Dictionary that said anything about a far right. If anything, it said a governing, controlling group. Did it not? Yes, Larry, it did. It goes on to say fascism is characterized by a dictatorial leader with orange hair. Whoop, I'm sorry. I made that up. I did make that up. A single party state. An emphasis on militarism. Militarism, as in defending our country. The suppression of all opposition. This is exactly what the left has been doing and what they were doing under Hillary, what they did under Obama. The term nationalism has been turned into a slur, a slander. It is not. It is something that is a badge of honor. I'm proud of our nation. I expect our president to be proud of it, not to do the Obama apology tour as soon as he gets in office. Donald Trump has stood up for Americans of all stripes, colors, whatever. You doubt that? Well, look how many of the minority groups are now falling in behind him. Not because he's buying their votes. It's because they're actually realizing he's doing things for America, which he should be. I would expect French President Macron to do the best for France, not for the U.S. Would you call Macron a nationalist? Yeah, you could. You could. Putin, is he a nationalist? Yep. She? Yep. Any leader of a country that wants his country to succeed, to be at the top of the top, is, quote, a nationalist. It's not a dirty term. You know, there's every day we learn more and more. And I'd pointed this out to you some time ago as to what is happening with all this money going into these NGOs, the non-government organizations. They're created in some cases as a need, legitimate need, humanitarian, and pretty soon they're hijacked. And then pretty soon they're someone's cash cow. And they're the only ones getting milk out of it. And what we know and what we do not know about the fraud being carried out during the Biden administration, we're still uncovering. Tennessee Congressman Burchett.
Almost 1,000 NGOs, non-government organizations working out of Afghanistan. I had Marco Rubio in committee and I asked him, we're giving the Taliban 40 million. This is just an example. 40 million a week. 2 years I've been working on this. I got a freaking memo from the dadgum State Department, and they're no friends of mine. They're no friends of this country. If that's the deep state, there ever was one. They've told us that we've given them close to $5 billion. And we're still doing it because it goes to the NGOs. The Democrats fought that amendment that we added NGOs into the bill. Why? Because there's 1,000 NGOs, and you know good and well that that money's coming right back to Washington. That's what Elon told us. The paper trail runs right back. Now, can I find it? No, I don't have access to those kind of computers. But that's why they're squealing. They're squealing about it.
Yeah. The pig squeals when you start taking something from it. I'm going to remind you again, NGOs, non-government organizations, originally the idea was it won't have any government activity involvement, no special funding or anything. It would just put money in here to help those who are in need. Well, you might as well give the keys to the bank to Jesse James in the game. Because they now have the keys, they have the bank, they have everything. The numbers he was talking about, again, this is Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee. There are almost 1,000 NGOs in Afghanistan that have been given $40 million a week. $40 million a week. This doesn't include the money and the materials we left behind when we left in the dark of night, Joe Biden. Thank you. And it certainly does not make up for the lives lost of the Freedom 13 or the other Americans or those we had promised to help get out of the country. You put yourself in a position, and I'm going to be very honest here with you for a moment. This is a true test. If you're given the authority of an NGO, the Larry Connors USA NGO, Larry, we're going to be sending you $40 million a week. Will you make sure it gets distributed to the people in need? My answer, yes, of course I will. That's what I say, but will I really do all of that? I would like to tell you I would. But there's been only one man to walk this earth that you can trust to carry out a pledge like that without trying to put a little bit in his own pocket. Which, by the way, Britain right now, as other parts of Europe are beginning to realize, the Muslims coming in that they opened the door for, and we're all about freedom of religion. We welcome Muslims. I have a lot of Muslim friends. But they're not jihadist, and they have assimilated. They have become part of our nation, an active part. They vote. They vote correctly. They know exactly what they want and what they don't want. We don't always agree, but that's America. But in England, it's a case of a British woman talking about trying to go to church services, and she is being besieged by Muslims.
Can you give us a little idea of what just happened?
So we were walking through, we're now getting
things thrown at us. We were walking through Bury Park High Street campaigning. We've got Christian crosses with us, and we just literally got mobbed. Muslim came out from every angle. Muslims told us that they've taken our country. We're not welcome. It's not a Christian country. They've taken over and we need to leave. They were threatening violence. People tried to attack me. People threatened to attack Paul Golding. People tried to attack our activists.
What can you tell us about what some of the Muslims have been saying about this being their town, their country, they're taking over?
They said they've taken over. They said this is no longer ours. It's no longer Britain. That they will drive us British people out and take over our country. They said it's not a Christian country. It's now an Islamic country.
There you have it. An Islamic country. And let me remind you again, out of all the Islamic countries that exist, they do not all follow the same law. Some are very strict with Sharia law. Others are more lax. And in fact, that's why you often have feuding even between the Muslim nations and the Muslim groups. But if these folks are saying, we're going to take over your country, may I suggest something? Believe them. Believe them. That is their intent. They're not here to share their culture, their wealth, their language. They're here to take over. That we are not going to allow in this country. That's not a word against Muslims. It's against those who want to take over the USA. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.